Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's time to get back to our roots around free expression on Facebook and Instagram. Governments and legacy media have pushed to censor more and more. A lot of this is clearly political. We're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the US. What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, and it's gone too far. So I want to make sure that people can share their beliefs and experiences on our platforms.
Don't miss this moment in history, folks. If Mark Zuckerberg, yeah, he's a rat, but if he's serious and he actually does this and there's some very concrete signs, he's totally doing this. I'll tell you what they are in a minute. If he actually goes through with this, we will experience a bloodless revolution unlike anything humanity has ever experienced before. My personal hero, George Washington, would be astounded by this. He once won this level of free speech. In fact, he's the only one in modern human history to have ever won this level of free speech. And he presided over the loss through battle and disease of 70,000 plus lives to do it. He'd be amazed that that level of free speech or something close to it could actually be won in a bloodless revolution that didn't cost a single life. I'm probably more excited about this than anyone you know, because everyone you know doesn't have this app I have called Topic Pulse. My company pays thousands of dollars a month for it, so I can actually see in real time the trends, the top 20, 30, 40, 50 articles in this country and in the world. The number one at the top news story, usually whatever Elon Musk is tweeting about. And usually Elon Musk is simply retweeting regular people on X. I'll give you one quick anecdote to show you the level of power here. Most people don't realize who broke the story that a guy affiliated with ISIS did the New Orleans attack. It was X. An eagle-eyed observer who was in one of the upper floors of one of the buildings above the terror attack in the aftermath happened to point their phone downward and photograph a female FBI agent with FBI emblazoned across the back of her jacket, photographing that black ISIS flag on the ground. The photo went viral. So did the fact that ISIS had done it. X broke the news. Mere hours later, at a press conference, when an FBI agent tried to lie and say it wasn't a terror attack, immediately on X, and I mean within minutes, it began to trend. The FBI had lied. All of this before the mainstream media had even reported whether it was a terror attack or an accident. It's hard to believe that less than 6 months ago, the top prosecutor in the UK said, matter-of-factly, that he would be extraditing Americans for trial in the UK for violations of their Public Safety Act, which regulates speech on X and other social media platforms. We didn't know it at the time. I would later report it on the Battleground America podcast. That deal had actually been secretly cut between the Biden administration and the UK to go ahead and start prosecuting conservatives for speech violations in the UK. They were fine with it. They were going to participate in the extraditions. In fact, that's a big part of why more than 100 members of the Labour Party came here to, you remember, campaign for Kamala Harris. Again, less than 6 months ago. Less than a month ago. Under the cover of darkness, Speaker Mike Johnson and the Democrats who he allowed to write that 1,500-page bill revived a State Department censorship program that was about to expire. A program dedicated to censoring and demonetizing only conservative media outlets and X. Yeah, you heard that right. That was Republican Speaker Mike Johnson and the Democrats. The State Department had sent a notice to Johnson and the House saying that the program would be discontinued, one, because it was only supposed to last for 7 years, two, because they didn't anticipate getting funding, but three, because they were being successfully sued. They didn't actually have the authority to demonetize conservatives through a pressure campaign on major businesses. Well, Mike Johnson and the Democrats sure fixed that. They put the funding back and gave them a new mission to censor disinformation, i.e., conservatives. It was the kind of thing that could easily cost J.D. Vance his run for the presidency 4 years from now. The program was a big part of why X had been largely demonetized, and Musk was having to keep it afloat when it could pay its bills before. But in a sheer raw display of power, a bunch of people in their pajamas with X accounts crushed that bill by revealing what was in it. As of now, that State Department program, which was the hub, the nexus of censorship online, is unfunded and has no mandate. That's what we can do with just one major world social media outlet practicing something roughly approximating free speech. Can you even imagine if Threads, Instagram, Facebook were to join Musk? For years, UK publications, until the censorship bill passed, were writing extensively about the youth rape gangs of mostly Muslim migrants raping girls after grooming them. But nobody's been held accountable for it. Never mind that the police would look the other way, even as these men would openly hang out at the gates of schools to recruit young women. After just a couple of weeks of X tweets about it, X posts about it, Elon Musk forced the UK Parliament to hold on a vote on it, on an inquiry into it this week. Again, sheer raw power. But it's not just about Musk. Don't forget that X forced Musk himself to reverse his position on HB1 visas. Remember back when Elon Musk interviewed Donald Trump and the European Union warned Musk that he shouldn't post the interview in real time because their bureaucrats would need to censor it before Europeans could see it, or they might fine Musk 6% of his global revenues, not profits, revenues. And Musk said, to hell with that. And I said, look, if somebody would just join it, another social media titan something, then they could fight together. And I warned they fully intended to extradite him for trial and put him to in prison. Look, you already saw what happened with the Telegram CEO when he made the mistake of landing in France. Well, fast forward to today when Elon Musk is scheduled to interview the leader of Germany's AfD. It's a populist conservative party. Her name is Alex Weidel, and the EU has warned that will probably violate their Digital Services Act. And so they have dispatched a small army of, get this, 150 speech regulators to monitor the conversation. Because, you know, it's dangerous. Yeah, Germany's heading toward an election, and we can't have real people hearing real things before they cast real votes. The implied threat is absolutely clear, because the EU has said they're coming for up to 6% of X's global revenues. Again, not profits, revenues. Well, recently in the UK Guardian, EU members proposed coming for 6% of Musk's total revenues globally, not X revenues. In case you're wondering what comes after that, if Musk doesn't allow European bureaucrats to censor conversations and accounts and take them down, including Americans on American soil, in order to purify X for European viewership, a digital wall. Exactly what we have around China right now, that X wouldn't be able to penetrate. Again, going to the election, you remember my podcast, I begged, pleaded, screamed, and cried, said if somebody would just join him in fighting them, and if our politicians would just give a damn. Well, and remember at the time I was screaming and yelling because Speaker Mike Johnson, who was obviously the Republican speaker before the presidential election, said not one single word about it. not a so much as a tweet of condemnation about the idea of conservatives, being extradited for trial. And Mitch McConnell, same thing. They were at the time the two highest ranking elected members of the Republican Party. Didn't give a damn. In other words, us conservative pundits, we were well on our ways overseas for trial. This is how big of a deal this is. And what exactly was Zuckerberg doing? Well, Elon Musk tweeted about that about 8 months ago when he said he'd been secretly contacted by EU members who said, hey, cut a secret, censorship deal with us. We won't tell anyone. We'll let them continue to think you're a free speech guru. But the whole time we'll be, yanking whatever accounts we want. And folks, understand that could be a South Carolina Republican candidate for school board running against, say, a Democrat candidate, and some Brussels unnamed bureaucrat can yank their campaign ad. I mean, that's what we're talking about. And he said, listen, they'd all agreed to it. He said that Google had agreed to it. Zuckerberg had too. He was the only holdout. Okay. So for Zuckerberg to step forward and say, not just no, but heck no, it's huge. It's massive. It's incalculable, actually. Now, with that background of how close we came to losing free speech, even just a few weeks ago, understand how truly radical it is for Zuckerberg to have stepped forward, no matter what's in his heart at this point. Now, listen to this part of what Zuckerberg said. Almost nobody is playing this. It's what got cut out from his announcement, but it's actually the most important part. And what he's saying is, look, I met with Trump and I need the American government to back me. We cannot allow our allies to censor Americans. And he said, I can't fight this fight without the government backing me.
We're going to work with President Trump to push back on governments around the world that are going after American companies and pushing to censor more. The U.S. has the strongest constitutional protections for free expression in the world. Europe has an ever-increasing number of laws institutionalizing censorship and making it difficult to build anything innovative there. Latin American countries have secret courts that can order companies to quietly take things down. China has censored our apps from even working in the country. The only way that we can push back on this global trend is with the support of the U.S. government. And that's why it's been so difficult over the past 4 years when even the U.S. government has pushed for censorship. By going after us and other American companies, it has emboldened other governments to go even further. But now we have the opportunity to restore free expression, and I am excited to take it.
If you're around my age or older, and you actually remember the way that foreign policy was conducted by the United States of America under Ronald Reagan, but yes, even under Jimmy Carter. I mean, free speech violations were brought up. Ends were demanded. We used to project freedom into the world this way. We demanded it of our allies and enemies alike. And yet somehow, gradually, this is really mind-blowing if you think about it, gradually, we came within just a few months of the U.S. allowing the persecution of Americans by other countries instead of exerting our power to stop the persecution of others by other countries. It's just unbelievable. And it's a great reminder from Zuckerberg of how much our foreign policy has changed and really our values. And he's saying, you've got to protect me. I can't do this alone. You have to back both of us. Say what you want about Zuckerberg, and I've said a lot of bad things on this podcast and on my show, but he began his turnaround before the election. Remember, he wrote that letter to Congress saying that the FBI had lied to him about the Hunter Biden laptop. He didn't use the word lie. He used something a little more milquetoast. But he apologized for it, said it was wrong. And so he said this without knowing what the outcome of the October election would be. And you got to understand something, folks. Once you leave the plantation, the Democrat plantation, as he has here, they come back into office in 4 years. They're putting him in prison. They've already tried to put Elon Musk in prison. Their first criminal case against him failed. But you'll remember the Wall Street Journal doing that op-ed not too long ago, screaming and yelling because the Department of Justice all but announced it intended to come at Musk again with a second, stronger criminal case to try to put him in prison. So understand, Zuckerberg's lawyers have apprised him of all this. He knows what the penalty is. The Democrats will not forget. and forgive. And what is happening today shows you what the stakes still are. In fact, the story is trending right now on X, where it's broken. The rest of the media, I presume, will catch up hours or days later, as they usually do. EU monitors Musk Wydell live interview for compliance. I mean, this is unbelievable. And they're not giving up easily. Did you see what happened earlier this week? After Elon Musk accused the UK Prime Minister, socialist and head of the Labour Party, Keir Starmer, a Nazi sounding name if I've ever heard one, that Britain may cut its security ties with the US if Trump doesn't distance himself from Elon Musk, i.e. shut this guy up. At the time, Musk was accurately accusing Starmer's party of turning a blind eye to the pedophile rape and grooming gangs. They're all Muslim immigrants who are a key voting constituency of Starmer's party, which is why they're ignoring that, just the way the Democrats this week, 159 of them this time, voted not to deport illegal immigrant rapists, murderers, thieves, because they are a key constituency or will be one day of the Democrat Party. Keir Starmer doesn't like that. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, do you understand? I mean, what that means? I mean, the UK Prime Minister sent his lackey on the BBC to do no less than threaten to end the special, so-called special relationship that Britain and America have enjoyed for centuries over this.
Horror at the highest levels of the government at the incendiary language we have seen from Elon Musk. And there's going to be, as I understand it, a hard-headed assessment. Is this just the view of Elon Musk, or is it the view of the wider administration and the incoming President Donald Trump? If it's the latter, then there may well be some very, very serious questions about the nature of our ongoing security partnership with the United States.
Wow.
John Healey, the Defence Secretary, today was saying that the UK-US security relationship is the closest we've got in the world. We're members of the Five Eyes group with the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand and the UK. Can you have that level of sharing everything if this sort of stuff is endorsed by the next president of the United States? The question, the answer to that question, does Trump agree with this? Don't know that one yet.
No.
So there you have it, folks. Zuckerberg saying this isn't just a change in policy to get more hits, likes, and clicks on his properties, which it most certainly will, or to make him more relevant, which he certainly isn't these days compared to Musk. Now, this is a declaration of war on the international speech cartel. You could see that from the clip most people didn't play. Now the EU and the UK, which you remember left the EU, are going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to decide, do they go ahead and exclude Instagram, Threads, Facebook, and X, blocking them out digitally? And again, that is exactly the policy of communist China. There is a digital iron curtain around communist China. Are they really going to go full digital iron curtain and take all social media away from their citizens? That just got a hell of a lot harder now with Zuckerberg getting in the game, if he's serious. Now, suppose that they want Musk and Zuckerberg. Suppose they want. Suppose they were able to continue pushing out all kinds of content, left-wing, right-wing, communist, socialist, whatever you want to post, into Europe. Into Europe. X is already, recent months, became the most downloaded news app in India. Do you realize what that would mean? It would mean, for the first time, America could export the First Amendment. You wouldn't actually have to have it in your country. I know I'm getting ahead of myself here. There's a lot of tripwires, but folks, can you imagine what that would do for the world, for humanity? Our free speech is the absolute backbone of our prosperity. You couldn't have one without the other. What could this do for the world? But we don't have a lot of time. All of this could be reversed if the Democrats manage to seize the presidency back in 4 years. We've got a lot to do. We have to absolutely normalize the expectation of total free speech and normalize the expectation of scorn and derision if free speech is denied. That's a cultural sea change. It's a lot to do in 4 years, but I think we can do it. We've got to do it before the Democrats potentially seize back the FBI and the DOJ and shut this whole thing down.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.